Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
CY Worship this afternoon on Spectrum. What a beautiful song. You're tuned to Spectrum with me, Mpho Mokoue, and we are together until 6 o'clock this evening. My guest is in the studio. I did tell you guys that she's always looking good. Ne? I follow her on social media. We've been friends for how long since Pumla, do you know?
Wow.
Quite a while. Ne? More than 5 years.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that God has made a way. We are together in the studio today.
Amen.
God is good, man.
Amen.
You look stunning.
Thank you so much, Pinko.
I love your hair.
Oh, thank you.
You should see her hair, guys.
Thank you.
Are you live on Facebook?
I'm live on Facebook.
Yeah, so they can see, ne?
Yes, those are on Facebook.
Her page on Facebook, you are Pumla Krai on Facebook.
Yes,
follow her on Facebook right now, Pumla Krai on Facebook, and so that you can see her hair. I'll also take a picture and post later
thank you
on
so, much.
So that people can see. So, sis Pumla, you have a story to tell. I believe all of us have a story to tell.
We all have.
Have a story. A story of grace where God took us from. You're also an author. You brought your copy with you today, When Grace Locates You.
Why specifically
this title, When Grace Locates You? Is it because of your personal experiences?
Okay, first of all, I would like to greet you, Mpho, and thank you for having me here.
You're welcome, sis.
I greet the listeners as well, and thank you for tuning in. Yes.
When grace locates you.
When grace locates me. I've got stories to tell.
Sure.
Where, if it was not because of God's grace, I wouldn't be sitting here with you.
True. Amen.
So the book mainly was a testimony or saying thank you to God.
Amen.
For how he has carried me
and
how he's still carrying me.
Sure. Wow. Just, you know, usually on Fridays, I call it Testimony Fridays, where, you know, we just encourage one another by sharing testimonies.
Yes.
And I want you to share what the Lord laid in your heart today. What part of your testimony do you want to share with us this afternoon?
Okay. I spoke to Mpho earlier, and what I said, nothing happens to us. Everything happens for us.
Sure.
As you know that the scripture says everything works together for good. Amen. For those that love the Lord and are called by his name. So a lot has happened in my life. I am number 7 at home. We are 9.
Okay.
Or we are 8 now because one of my sisters passed away.
Okay.
Now when my mother brought us up, she was a single mother. Not because she wanted to be one, but because my dad passed away at the age, I was 8 years old. The firstborn was 19 years old. The lastborn was 5 years old.
Okay.
My mother had never worked.
Sure.
And now, all of a sudden, she was left with 9 children to look after. And when I say when grace locates you, at home, all of my siblings now have passed matric, but being number 7, I was the first one to pass matric.
Sure.
Because at that time, there was no money to take them to school. But because of God's grace, at grade 5, the principal noticed me and he sponsored me to take me through school.
Sure. Wow.
So that's the first.
Your grace story.
How my grace story.
The grace of God.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So being number 7 and having sisters that are brilliant and everything, but there was no money. But when God located me at the school that I was in, and the principal said, no, I can see you walking barefooted.
Sure.
You're a beautiful, tiny child. You love school. I will take over. So that's why I'm saying when grace locates me, because I feel had it not been God's hand
Amen.
At that time,
Amen.
Maybe I won't be sitting here. And
sure.
there's a lot that happened afterwards.
Sure.
You know. So as I'm narrating my story, I look at people these days and I'm thinking, you know what? You are not where you come from. I always call myself a 3D woman. I'm a woman of determination, woman of distinction and a woman of destiny.
Amen.
And why do I call myself those words? Because I always remind myself that without determination, I will never get to where God has called me to be.
Mm.
And without excelling in what I'm doing, you know, as we know that in Colossians 3:23 it says, whatever you do, do it as if you're doing for the Lord.
Mm.
So distinction is for excelling. And women of destiny, you know, Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite scriptures, that says, for I know the plans that I have for you, they are not to destroy you, but to prosper you and to give you an expected end. And that's my destiny.
Sure.
I know one day I will leave a legacy. The world will know that there was a Pumla that God brought, as we read in 1 John verse 6, that there was a man called from God, and his name was John. I always say to myself, there is a woman called from God, and her name is Pumla Gray.
Sure.
So the grace of God has been wonderful. It's been a rough road, but through it all, I've seen God's grace pulling me up.
Amen.
You know, I'm standing here because of God's grace. You know some of my stories. I write about them on Facebook. I'm transparent about them, mainly because I believe there's a woman or there's a person who's going through stuff, not knowing what to do. But what has helped me is to rely entirely and trust in God's word and not allow the situations or circumstances to deter me or to lose my focus. I always look to the author, the developer and the finisher of my faith. If he says, I'm the apple of his eye, I know for a fact that whatever is happening, I'm going through it. You know, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went through.
Hmm.
And the Bible says when they were out, they were no longer smelling, you know, like smoke.
Sure.
They didn't smell smoke.
Imagine.
What great God is that?
Amen.
So I believe that at the end of the day, when you see me one day, you'll witness God's hand upon my life, as I'm going to share some of my stories as we go along.
Sure. Family, if you just joined in or if you're listening this afternoon, my guest is Sis Pumla Gray. If you have any questions as you're listening or any comment, you're welcome to send us a voice note or send us a message on our WhatsApp line 0826572729. Send us a voice note or drop us a message. If you have any questions, you are also welcome to ask. So, Sis Pumla, take us through your journey as an adult now. As a young girl, you know, you saw the hand of God.
Yes.
You know, the principal was able to help you to further your studies. Now, as an adult, what are some of the things that has happened to you that you can say, if it wasn't of God, I wouldn't have pulled through?
Okay. Just to take you back a little bit, my first job when I passed my trick, because my mom was old now and she's been working as a domestic worker, I felt, you know what, since I've passed my trick, the next thing, let me look for a job.
Mm.
My first job was to be a petrol attendant.
Sure.
Picture me at 19 years old.
Mm.
Then we didn't have the petrol stations like we have, where you just press the money and, you know, people are naughty. Guys were naughty. They will come and put petrol and I will exceed by 10 cents, and they will not pay me. They will tell me that's your fault.
Sure.
So that little money, short stint of job that I got, I mean, most times, end of the week, I wouldn't earn much because there's money
that was short during the week.
During the week, because of the people that will say, you put 10 cents, and 10 cents then.
It was a lot of money. Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm talking back 1988.
Sure.
So, but God's grace, you know, I managed to go and find a job at the bank whilst I was there. Because here's the thing. It's important how you wait. Whilst waiting for God to pull you through something, do something. Don't sit and wait and do nothing.
Mm.
So that's why I thought the first job that was available was being a petrol attendant. I'm young, I'm vulnerable, but there was a need of money at home.
Yeah.
So I took that job because I knew that God would pull me through. He has done that in the past. So I worked at Standard Bank from there. And there was a big incident that happened as well.
Sure.
When I say when grace locates you, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Because I was 20 years old at that time. And unfortunately, because I was young and I made some mistakes. I think I was overwhelmed by the fact that I was called the best teller at the bank at that time.
Sure.
I got a promotion immediately. I became the bulk teller. So obviously I'm excited. I'm young. Life is happening. People don't want to be served by anybody else but by this lady who's efficient. Bafunamina. So one of the days I made a mistake.
Sure.
I cashed a check. It was 6,000 rand then. Now it could be 60,000 rand if converted,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
And unfortunately, the person had, I knew the driver from every day because he was working for a company that I knew. Mm. They were one of our customers that we knew about. So I immediately, when he cashed the check, I put the stamp and I gave him the money. Then 2 weeks later, I got called by my manager. So I went enthusiastically. I know every time he called me to his office to say that the client so-and-so has left so much money, this present. I used to get compliments all the time because of the work that I was doing. But this time it was different.
Hmm.
He showed me this check, said, "Pumla, look at this check." I said, "Yes, it's got my stamp." Then I was called Teller 5. So I said, "Does my stamp say what's wrong?" He said, "Look at the signatures and look at the card."
Sure.
I looked. Then the signatures were different.
Hmm.
So it was fraudulent.
Hmm.
Then from there, the policeman took the guy in. And when they took him in, he said, "I shared the money with Pumla."
Sure.
"I'm 20 years old. I know nothing."
Hmm.
Next thing I know, the policemen come to the bank. We sit in the police station for the whole afternoon.
Hmm.
They were torturing me. They were asking me questions. They were telling me that you are pretty. We know you like money. These girls like money.
Hmm.
Tell us, what did you do with the money?
Sure.
Why did you do that? You know, and Mina, I'm like lost. I'm crying. It didn't bother them. But at the end of the day, I had to go and sleep in jail.
Sure.
Yeah. I had to sleep in
prison. So you were arrested.
I was arrested because I was implicated.
Mm.
20 years old.
Sure.
Then, as fortunately, by God's grace, when I got in there, it was like I found mothers because the women that are in my cell, they embrace me. They're like, no, baby, don't cry. If you didn't do it, you know, you'll pull through.
Mm.
So in the morning, I'm waiting as a prisoner. I'm inside the cell. I hear my name being called. The guy decided to change the story.
Mm.
Not to change, to tell the truth. To say that, you know what, that girl doesn't know anything.
Mm.
So God's grace still located me. Because you know of the cases of the people that are still in jail.
Yeah, serving.
For things
that they didn't do.
They didn't do.
Sure.
So I didn't do much. But God saw me through.
Mm.
So there was another incident that happened.
Mm.
You know. But praise God, through my service at the bank, there was this one old man, middle-aged man, who didn't want to be served by anybody, who would stand there with a lot of sense. He had a taxi with a lot of sense in his, and he knew that I'm going to serve him with a smile and all that. So one day he says to me, "You look beautiful." So I'm like, "Thank you, Dada." I saw a father figure in him because I grew up without a father, if you heard, you know. So I saw a father figure in him and I'm thinking, then the bank had just introduced 2 pieces of pants and nobody had bought it. So I bought it first. So he's like, "Even the pants suit you." So I'm thinking, okay, old man, what are you thinking? I was looking at you as a father. But anyway, to cut the story short, I learned afterwards that this is a pastor.
Hmm.
You know, this is a man of God that I feel he saw God in me without me knowing, because in January of 1992 he invited me to his church, and that's when I got born again.
Sure.
He is still my dad even today. Actually, I was calling him this morning and his phone was off, but what I'm trying to say, I'm still in contact with him.
Sure.
Because I feel he gave me something that nobody else could have given me at that time. And I needed something that is more than fleshly, like a father in flesh, somebody that I will hold on to through it all. And God has been my everything.
Sure.
So God's grace has located me there. You know, you meet a stranger and somebody that just sees you, and
they speak into your life.
They speak into my life. Mm. They speak life into my life.
Mm.
You know,
mm.
and that man played a big role in who I am today.
Sure. Mm.
Because on the very first day when I accepted Christ, he called me at the front and he spoke where I am now.
Sure.
I'm not shocked where I am today. He told me, "You go through a lot, Pumla, but never take your eyes off from God.
Mm.
Look to the author, the developer of your and of your faith, and that is Jesus Christ. So the God's grace for the fact that mere fact that I was young and somebody noticed me, and I feel His hand has been upon my life all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. Sure. I'm with Phumla Krai in the studio. If you have any questions, any comment, family, you're welcome to send us a voice note, send us a WhatsApp message on the Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line 0826572729.
Okay. So now I happen to be the one of the youth leaders then at church.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to organize youth conferences.
All right.
So one of the great men of God who got me here into Johannesburg indirectly, because he came to preach in the Eastern Cape.
Okay.
Then I felt like, no, man, this man is preaching something bigger than what I've heard before.
Hmm.
This can't be finished. It can't stop here.
Yeah.
I know he's from Johannesburg, but it can't stop from here. And that was the late Pastor Nicholas Mosupi.
Hmm.
So what happened then? I had a friend that was in Johannesburg then. We used to work together. I came to spend a weekend, literally a weekend, you know, so that I can go to Assemblies of God, Katlehong then. That was where Pastor Mosupi was serving as a pastor. So I went there. Then the next thing I know, I stayed for a week. And within that week, I got a job, you know, in Johannesburg. And I'm here since that time.
Sure. That's how your journey to
That's how I left Eastern Cape. Yeah. I didn't plan it. I was coming for a weekend to see a friend. And I thought, when I'm here, let me go and fellowship at Assemblies of God, Katlehong. And when I got there on a Wednesday, I said, let me extend my leave. Then on a Wednesday, that time, went through the Star newspaper.
Yeah.
There was a job. I called in. I was called for an interview. I was told to start on a Monday.
Sure, so and here you are.
My suitcases had to follow. Yes,
sure.
Ever since, and yeah, it has been a journey since. Mm. You know,
sure.
Yeah, it has been a journey, and as everyone know by now, that I'm a mother of two wonderful boys.
No, I've seen your boys. Yes,
yes. I've got my mother of two wonderful boys, and at some stage, I said yes to marriage because was a young girl who loved the Lord, who didn't want anything else but God. But I remember this time, my pastor called me and said, Phumla, it's about time. You say yes to one of them. I've been chasing these guys, a mission. We used to use the mission road, the route then. You better say yes to one of them. They can't be wrong, all of them. I said, Pastor, I mean, I don't want to get married. I want just to love on the Lord and just... But yeah, one day I said yes.
Mm.
And that's when I had my firstborn, Sibusiso, you know. And unfortunately, due to life challenges, and you know, we all know, everybody who's married or who has been married, we go into marriage with nothing else but, like, till death do us part.
Hmm.
You know, we want God, what God wants.
Yeah.
We are devoted in serving in marriage. We want, but things didn't happen that way.
Sure.
At some stage, we called it quits, and I was like, okay, now, Lord, I stayed until I was 29 years serving you, loving on you.
Mm.
What is this now?
Mm.
Why must I be known as a divorcee?
Sure.
Like, really, why must I be a single mother? Mm. Gandhi, what is the salvation thing?
Mm.
That's when I said, okay, God, it's fine. You know, like, I served you, and what is this now? I said, you know what? I'm going to take a step back. I will say yes to the man that I want now, not necessarily a man from church.
Mm.
You know, I'll do things my way now. I won't go to the mission route, you know. And obviously, as a woman, a young woman, people get attracted to you. At some stage, you get vulnerable. You want that thing that you know that you always wanted.
Mm.
And I met the father of my second born after 6 years of the divorce that time. And when we met, the man said, I'm marrying you.
Sure.
And I'm like, dude, you are not Xhosa. You're not everything that people say. You are Sotho. Hey, I've heard that Sotho's have got love. You know, let me taste this thing, you know. So we decided to get engaged and everything like that. He was not born again. I was born again. He never stopped me from fellowshipping. That's when my second born was conceived. But life happened. Because you know what? There's somebody posted, I think there was Pastor Muloi yesterday, that you can sin, but there are consequences.
Sure.
You know, so at that moment, yes, my son is a blessing. I love him so much. But unfortunately, when I was 5 months pregnant, something happened. I don't want to say it over the air because I'm covering my son's father. Mm. But something happened that made us not to be together.
Sure.
You know, and when that thing happened, I was 5 months pregnant.
Sure.
So I'm thinking, okay, Pumla, you stayed until you were 28 before you had a firstborn, and you had a firstborn, you know, in marriage, as the word says. So now, and this is a boy, now you're having a second born. Now out of marriage, and you're going to bring up two children on your own. Gandhi, why is
What's
that?
Going on?
What's going on, Gandhi? Where is that destiny?
Sure.
Where is that word that was
all
know,
those prophecies that
those
have
prophecies,
been spoken?
You know, sure. I mean, what is this now?
Sure. I see someone on the WhatsApp line says, thank you, Pumla. A beautiful story from Christine. She's listening.
Oh,
I know
she's a
Radio Pulpit listener.
Oh,
and she
you,
says
Christine.
Your story is such a beautiful testimony. And
thank
someone
you.
Else says, your story is almost the same as mine.
Wow.
She says, I'm an author and also knew the late Pastor Nick Musuki. And she says, the title of my book is Break Out, Break Loose and Break Free. Do you know the person?
No, I
it's,
don't.
I think it's Mam Khaukhelo. You don't know her,
no,
ne?
No, I don't know her. Thank
okay,
you,
she says says the title of her book is Break Out. Okay, Break Out, what?
Break Loose
and Break Free. Okay. Yes, she says your story is almost similar.
This is the reason why I don't shy away from sharing my story.
Mm.
Because I know someone out there is going through
what you're going through,
or has gone through, but they don't know how to come out.
Yeah,
and they feel, you know what, abantu bazothini, which is the devil's way of pulling you back.
Yeah,
so for me, every time I come out of something, I'm like, I'm gonna testify.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say the God's word that says, I will give you an expect, and it's coming.
It
it's
is
on the
coming.
Way. It's a matter of me being aligned with His way, come what may.
Amen. So, okay. Sis Pumla, let's pack it there.
Yes.
We're gonna go to the news now. When we come back from the news, I want you to wrap it up for me on, you know, some. Well, just try and wrap up some of the things that you have seen God doing for you, and also to speak about your personal ministry as well,
right?
Where you are ministering to the hearts of people and to women as well.
Yes.
I see you are really busy on social media, so we want to know more on that.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll have Sis Pumla just after the 5 o'clock news. She's still with us. Do send your messages 0826572729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 0674297564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Sisi, not at the way to Lapis Durian being a lele coming in Lachas, Umbuisogan home. I'm really touched about the testimony yakasisi ngiyathemba ukuthi before she leaves she'll give the details ukuthi incwadi siyithola kanjani.
Beautiful. So Sisiphumla umzwilo bhuti ne on the voice note athi he's hoping that before you leave here you would leave the details ukuthi incwadi bayithola kanjani. So before you leave the show you will leave us with your details on how the listeners can get hold of your book, ne? On the WhatsApp line, Mam Phumla, hello, I'm listening, but they did not write their name. Mphosa, help me, how do I check names again? Oh, it's Kwena. Kwena says hello.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes,
you know Kwena.
Right. Yes, I've got about 40 of my Facebook friends online now, and they're commenting.
Yeah, oh, so Kwena on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line says she's listening. Mm. And the lady who said you and her, the stories are familiar.
Yes.
The one who says she also knew Pastor Nick,
right,
says she is Mam Khaogelo. So she says, let us expand the platform. Please, can I be next to be interviewed? Okay. So Mam Khaogelo is also jumping into, climbing onto Mam Khaogelo. Not a problem at all. As long as you have a testimony to share with us, you're welcome to do so. So Mam Phumla, let's wrap it up. You know, I know you have your book with you when Grace locates you, and I believe everything that you've shared with us this afternoon is on the book.
Everything that we've shared today
and more actually
is in the book and more.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when one gets a book, they will hear more of the stories where God's grace,
from being a young girl in the Eastern Cape to the woman that you are
that
today.
That I am today.
Sure.
Everything is here, and you will be empowered, you'll be inspired, you'll be encouraged.
Sure.
And certainly your faith will grow in God.
Sure. Tell me more about your ministry. You also have a ministry, and I know once in a while you have events that you do.
Yes.
How was that? How did you give birth to the ministry?
Okay. Total Transformation Ministry, that's the name of the ministry. It was birthed in 2003.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'm not telling the truth. In 2010.
Okay.
Yes, to be exact. It was after I've had my second born. And I've heard people, especially Joyce Meyer, that if you drink a poison and you think that the other person
will
is going to die.
Hey, you are fooling yourself. You are the one who will die.
Yes. Yeah. So for 3 to 4 years.
Sure. You've been drinking poison. Yeah.
I couldn't forgive the incident because I felt like it was a drawback in my life. And what now?
Sure.
You see. So when one time Pastor Ray Bevan was at Rema to come and preach, and he preached on the consequences of sin.
And unforgiveness is sin, right?
Yes, yes. Sure. And how he preached, it was like he came all the way
to speak to me. I know those kind of sermons, eh?
Yes. And after the sermon, I asked to be left alone, and I wept, you know, I wept until I felt so empty of myself and full of God.
Sure.
And I knew something had happened. So that's when I felt like totally transformed.
Sure.
You know, and I said, what has happened to me can happen to the next person.
Sure.
And when I went to the Word of God, which is where the ministry is founded, in Romans 12 verse 2, that be not be conformed to the standard of this world.
Come on,
but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, Jesus.
Sure.
So my mind was renewed. You know, I had to go back to the scriptures and see God's love and feel God's embrace.
Hey.
You know, so that's how total transformation was formed. And what does it stand for? Total transformation stands for any person who feels I cannot walk this walk. It's difficult.
Sure.
Who feels I have failed. Who feels I don't know how it can be done. I organize events mainly for single people at the moment because I am single.
Okay.
In the previous events that were organized, couples do come as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they always have something to add on.
Mm.
We know, Paul, we live in a world where there's a lot of divorces, unfortunately. As a result, there's a lot of step-parenting. There's a lot of co-parenting. There's a lot of blended families. There's a lot of people that don't know how to pick themselves up after the divorce.
Yeah.
The ministry stands for that. I speak on these topics of blended families because I've been part of that.
Yeah.
I speak on co-parenting because I'm part of that. Mm. I speak on life after divorce.
Sure.
To bring people hope to know that there is life after divorce.
Mm.
You are not an incident that happened to you.
Sure.
You know, the word of God says, I hate divorce. And God hates any kind of sin.
Mm.
He hates fornication. He hates adultery. He hates stealing.
Mm.
But it doesn't say, I hate divorcees.
Mm.
So people always put themselves in the corner and feel like, yo, I've done and God has said it. And he hates any kind of sin. What you need to do is to liberate yourself from the sin. Say, okay, I sinned. I've confessed it. I'm forgiven. Now, who am I? You know, what does the word of God say? So total famous is stand for the people who feel defeated.
Yeah.
You know, that if you feed your word, as Romans 12 verse 2, that by renewing your mind through the word of God, if you feed your mind with the word of God, you will be totally transformed. So total transformation is a ministry that brings hope to the hopeless. You know, that says to those that are walking and they say, we love the Lord, but it's pumla kunzima. How do I live this life? I stand in the gap and say, it can be lived. If I went through this and I'm still standing. It's obviously the grace of God, and secondly, being determined to win.
Sure,
you know,
and I love what you said earlier on that you were struggling to forgive. I mean, for 4 years, it's like you've been drinking poison and hoping that someone else dies.
The person,
you know,
yes.
How did you manage to forgive after, you know, such a long time struggling with it? Because I believe there might be someone listening this afternoon. They've also been hurt. You know, something has happened to them. They're struggling to forgive. How can you speak to them this afternoon? What word of encouragement would you give them?
Actually, forgiveness is a process. Firstly, you need to be intentional about it. Say, I am forgiving because we know, all of us, that the first prayer that Jesus prayed or taught us, he says, forgive those who sin against you, you know, and you will be forgiven.
Yeah.
So firstly, by not forgiving, you are hindering your prayers.
Yeesh.
God will not hear your prayers because,
you are harboring so much anger,
bitterness. Yes, even, you know, Lord's prayer said, forgive those that trespass against us, so that you can be forgiven.
That's why we should pray with understanding.
Exactly.
Don't just say it without hearing yourself.
Exactly. So firstly, you need to be at a point where you know that you are doing yourself a favor by forgiving.
Amen.
You are liberating your soul. You are opening doors. You are opening the heavens because God will listen to you now because you have done exactly what he says in the word. We know that God exalts his word more than his name. He says it in the Psalms. So if you stick to his word and get aligned with his word, do it, not because you feel like doing so, but because God says so. You know, whatever God says, it is what it is.
Sure.
So it doesn't matter. So I had to come into my senses and said, okay, this is how I feel. I feel this person has wronged me. I feel this person did this and this and this to me. But where is it going to get me? How, you know, this feeling, where is it is taking me? It's eating me inside.
Sure.
You know, I listened to another woman sharing a story on TV that she couldn't forgive her husband because her husband went and had an affair. But she said when she was taken for emotional to the psychiatrist, they discovered that she's got cancer and it grew. Cancer was a result of the wounds, emotional wounds. So you are literally killing yourself daily by not forgiving.
Sure.
So when God revealed that to me, that, you know what, I'm not going to go any further without... Yeah,
but I think also a lot of us think forgiving someone means having to sit down with them and having tea.
Not at all.
And that's not how it is. It would be good to go have tea with them, but it doesn't mean you have to be their friend or visit them every day.
No.
It simply means being able to, if you meet them, not having that anger anymore, being able to greet them with a smile.
Actually, dude, I mean, what is it, last year? I'm walking in the streets of Johannesburg. I'm minding my own business.
Yeah.
There comes this person. And next thing I know, what was obvious for me was to hug them.
Yeah.
And they were shocked because, like,
they expect you to just pass them.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm like, duh, he wants to
I'm over it. That, yeah.
You know, in a good way. So forgiveness is good, bazalwana. Sure. Let's, it's a process.
It is.
Just submit to forgiving. Mm. Then in the long run, God will give you the ability.
Sure.
Because you have said, yes, let your will be done, Lord, and your will is your word. Mm. That's where you find our will, your God's will.
Sure. Yes. Sis Pumla, we're running out of time. Right. Can you believe it? It's almost 5:30.
Wow.
If the Radio Pulpit listeners would like to keep in touch with you for your ministry purposes, if they would like to get hold of the copy of your book, where do we get you? Are you visible on social media?
Yes.
Do you have a ministry number we can get you on?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's start with Facebook.
Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook currently, and there's a new group that I've formed of women.
Okay.
Any women out there can join. It's called A Call to Pray.
Okay, A Call to Pray.
Based on Jeremiah 17, verse 9.
A Call
that
to
women
pray.
Must wail, you know, because of the current state of the country.
Okay.
And you find me there. I'm hosting the group, and many women have joined. The group started last week. We are sitting on almost 300 women at this stage. And also on my number, which I will prefer for you guys, use it when it's necessary.
Mm.
It's my WhatsApp number.
Okay.
084-024-029-09-09-36.
So if they would like to order your book or keep in touch with you, you know, obviously for ministry, I'm not expecting, I don't think the Radio Pulpit listeners would bother you unnecessarily.
They are so disciplined.
Yes, I believe it will be for ministry purposes and for the book. So they are welcome to WhatsApp you.
Yes.
On 084.
Yes.
029-0936. And on Facebook, her page, A Call to Pray, or you can, they can check out your personal,
my personal page.
It's Pumla Krai.
Krai.
Yes, Krai is spelled Kraai.
Yes.
So WhatsApp her, 084-029-0936. Sis Pumla, before I let you go, I would like you to pray for our listeners, especially those who are currently struggling with forgiveness. Times are hard. People have been wronged. People are hurting. But please lead us in prayer this afternoon.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you this afternoon. Firstly, I just want to thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, that you said in your word, you will never leave nor forsake us. And we see your hand on a daily basis upon our lives. Heavenly Father, I stand in the gap for a woman or a man who cannot forgive out there. Heavenly Father, we've spoken, but you alone, Holy Spirit, can be able to activate that spirit in their lives of forgiveness. Lord, I pray right now in the name that is above all name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord, to touch that person sitting at home crying, looking back at how much they've been wrong. Father, you can do it. Do it. You are God alone. You are able. What is impossible with man is possible with you, God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you open doors in their lives that no man can shut, and you embrace them in your life. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering this prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Her name is Pumla Krai. You get her on Facebook. Her Facebook page, A Call to Pray. You're welcome to send her a WhatsApp message, 084-029-0936. I repeat the WhatsApp number, 084-029-0936. Thank you so much, Sis Pumla. Hoping to see each other again in the future. And I'm looking forward to attending one of your seminars.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I will have you as an MC. You've got such a beautiful voice.
Definitely. I'm coming.
And you're beautiful inside out.
I'm coming.
So definitely we will meet again.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Family Pumla Krai, 084-029-0936. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here is Tasha Cobbs on Spectrum with Forever at Your Feet.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.